Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of Green Teens, discussing environmental problems that are very pertinent today. In today's episode, in honor of Women's History Month, we are going to be highlighting some women activists who've made a major contribution to society by working to make a change and solving environmental issues.
So our first woman is Tara Hauska, and she's part of the Kaushishing First Nation and was born in International Falls, Minnesota. Her birth mother and father are both Native American, but what was interesting was her stepfather is Norwegian, which gave her a unique perspective on her life of being a Native American with siblings who are white. She told Dodging Bullets in an interview that this kind of racial insight pushed her into protecting Native American culture and its sense of identity in America.
So, as you talk about Native Americans, how her parents were Native Americans, and how she was a part of the Kaushishing First Nation, so I just wanted to clear up, what is the Kaushishing First Nation? Is it a tribe, something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a band government that is part of the Native American lands. It's, I think it's the name of it. And I think Tara lives in these kinds of areas.
Okay, that makes sense. So now that we know a little bit about her, background, it's important to understand why we are mentioning her today, why she's so influential. Yeah. So what makes her a prominent activist?
Well, we can understand that Tara is definitely, you know, a spokesperson and also, you know, a prominent leader when it comes to protecting Native American lands. For an example, Tara began protesting along Indigenous nations at Standing Rock Indian Reservation in the defense of clean water for her lands. We also know that she was a tribal attorney who worked in the front lines of northern Minnesota to stop the building of Enbridge's Line 3 pipeline, which transports gas and oil. And we also know that alongside her work for environmental protection in the lands of natives, she also helps to bring conversation about the accuracy and about identifying Native Americans as who they truly are. For example, she worked with her co-founded campaign, Not Your Mascots, which educates the public about the harms of stereotyping Native Americans.
So as we're on the topic of learning about the Native Americans and their discrimination, connecting it back to, you know, the environment and stuff, do you think that how Native American lands are affected by things like oil drilling, livestock, creation, tearing down lands? So do you think that might have inspired her to also think about raising awareness about how she's
definitely. For example, a lot of pipelines have been built in the past when it comes to, you know, being built on top of Native American land. And we know for a fact that Native American land is, you know, it's part of culture. It's valuable. And, you know, building livestock and building pipelines on these things can be very, you know, dangerous to the environment, can affect, you know, natural habitats, natural water, natural resources, things like that. So I can definitely see, you know, Tara protecting these kinds of lands because it's important to her culture and it's also, you know, really important to the environment. Tara was also elected to be the former advisor for U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, which is really cool. Yeah. She assisted in drafting, Sanders' Native Americans policy and helped to recruit Native American voters. And overall, I think Tara, you know, she's a really inspirational person. When I was reading about her, I kind of, you know, thought about how she had, you know, a good view when it came to this world. For example, she ended off in an interview that what she wants to see the world become is a world of true equality with acceptance and inclusivity of all walks of life, like a world where we empower those to work to achieve change in a good way, where we don't suppress innovation and we don't suppress our future. And she wants a society that is truly equal for every single person.
That's amazing. That's a great message. And it's great to see that not only is she advocating for the environment, but she's also advocating for equality for everybody and focusing on how she can make her impact as a Native American. So that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
So with that, I think we are ready to move on to our next very influential environmental activist who also works to stand up for the Black community and underprivileged children. As we connect inspiring equality and encouraging diversity, Black American environmentalist Angelou Azealio does just that through her organization that she created and a book that she wrote. And currently, she's 50 years old. So she's going strong with her environmental activism at that age. And it's pretty impressive, don't you think?
Definitely, Venue.
So just to explore her past, to think about the causes for this awareness quest, it all started in her childhood when she was able to escape the place of Jersey City in New Jersey where she lived and towards upstate New York with her family to kind of get away from the urbanization. And that kind of brought her attention to, you know, the environment around her.
Did that kind of, you know, like that view, like escaping Jersey City, did that ever influence her career choices or anything like that?
Well, I think actually Azealio began her career as an attorney for the New Jersey State Agriculture and Development Committee. So that probably has connection right there, right? So her environmental focus led her to a position as a project manager for the Trust for Public Land in its New Jersey and Georgia offices. So she basically specialized in preserving land for New York and New Jersey. So that probably her environmental roots, you could say, of escaping from New Jersey probably influenced that in some way.
Also, you definitely mentioned like something about her foundation in the beginning. Do you think like that, you know, the escaping of New Jersey and her career, do you think that kind of influenced her into creating a business? And what's that organization all about?
Yeah, so Azealio is actually a founder and CEO of an organization called Greening Youth Foundation, and that basically encourages young adults to, you know, travel outdoors and focus on environmental conservation. And she believes that it's important to have diversity in practicing these environmental activism things, as you like, maybe like taking action from all cultural perspectives.
Ooh, and I really like that when you said cultural perspectives, because that's definitely something that we've heard that's correlated to things like intersectional environmentalism, which is bringing representation of people of all kinds of diversities, all cultures, when it comes to the environment. Also,
it's like the same connection that happened with, you know, Tara, like just as we just talked about before, she brought her Native American roots and she's bringing her African American roots into it culturally.
For sure. Now, I was wondering, for one of the foundations, can you elaborate more on like what's her goal when it comes to the Greening Youth Foundation that she created?
Yeah, so more specifically, when you're talking about young adults, specifically she's trying to target underrepresented youth to connect them to the outdoors and, as we talked about, conservation. So as we mentioned conservation, it's basically environmental education that is encouraging local communities to have a healthy lifestyle and think about like waste production and just keeping the community healthy, like keeping themselves healthy and keeping the earth healthy.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's definitely, you know, important to go back to, you know, our local communities and, you know, our smaller communities, because they always have an effect on the environment. And when you get towards those communities, you can bring a lot of, you know, conversation about the environment. So I definitely agree. And does she have, you know, any accomplishments so far?
Yeah, so through her organization, she's actually done a lot of, she's made a lot of partnerships with some very well-known, you know, organizations, such as the USDA Forest Service, the National Park Service, and the Bureau of Land Management, and there's so much more. But basically, she is introducing these kids to these organizations so they can make their environmental change.
Also, you mentioned that she wrote a book, right?
Yeah, so her book is called Engage, Protect, and Connect, which is empowering diverse youth as environmental leaders. So that's basically the goal of her book, to, you know, empower diverse youth and environmental leaders. So in her book, she's trying to explain that communities of color are actually largely unrecognized in the environmental movement. Like, there's many like environmental activists just like her who aren't being acknowledged, and it's kind of just like putting on the back burner, you could say.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And it, like, you know, it definitely like goes back to the, you know, intersectional environmentalism, you know, of bringing people of all races. Yeah, yeah. So
definitely. And yeah, that's her whole goal. It's just bridging the cultural divide and taking a step in environmental, you know, change together, and not just as separate cultures, if that makes sense. So
no, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
So from this, you could probably understand why she is a major like activist and influencer in encouraging environmentalism. Mm-hmm. And it's important to note that, as she mentioned, there's not a lot of representation of like people of color in the environmental field.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so with that, actually, there's so many more women to discuss that are in the environmental field, and that is why we are going to be making a part two and a part three to this this little environmental appreciation episode. So please tune in. Maybe you will have to wait till tomorrow to see the next episode, or maybe it's already out, but go check it out, because we're going to be talking about people like AOC, Greta Thunberg, and some other people that you maybe didn't know. So again, sorry to keep you waiting for these part two and the part three, but we must talk about these inspiring, amazing women who take such activism and work really hard to make a difference. So I hope this episode inspired you to make some change yourself and go out there and spread some activism. And yeah, so I'll see you next time, and goodbye. Have a great day.